Good morning. Hope you're enjoying your Sunday. Man, this week has been rough. Injured my back lifting weights. I've been down 5 days, going on 6 days. Now 6 days now. But that's neither here nor there. I had a lot go on in the past month in life in general. I had a choice to attack situations this week. With all my anger and might, with all my vigor and all my just tenacity that I could. But as I went to sleep last night, all I kept asking for was clarity. When I woke up this morning, which I typically wake up early, I'm up before 7 o'clock in the morning usually, just naturally. But this is not what that's about. I got up to take a walk. Let me tell you something about prayer, and let me tell you something about how it's different than what most people think. I asked for guidance and enlightenment in my situation, and when I woke up this morning, I took a walk through the neighborhood back to the house, and I got to listen to the birds chirp. It just rained, so everything was still dripping wet. But as I took this walk, I had things just running through my mind. And I came back with more mental clarity on the situation that it wasn't worth it. I may win in the short term, get some short-term gratification or satisfaction out of it, but I will suffer the consequences in the long term. Not only with the situation at hand, but just in life. And after taking this walk, I just realized, you know, it wasn't worth it. And I realized that that's my version. That's how I pray to God, is that I have conversations with Him while walking. And my conscience will tell me whether I'm right or wrong. See, I do believe there is a little voice inside your head that will let you know what to do is right. What's not worth it and how you should let things go. But that little voice gets clouded when you get super angry or super upset. So then you don't hear that voice. Well, this morning I had a chance to walk with that voice. Now you can call it whatever you'd like. I call the consciousness God speaking to me, letting me know I have a choice, but this would be the best way to handle it. Now I'm not the most religious type in particular, but however you have to walk with God, do so, because it definitely will help to gain some mental clarity. Sometimes the best person to talk to you think is yourself, but there's someone listening and they talk back. You just have to be quiet enough to hear it. And I was. And it definitely helped. It's a new trend. No, it's not a new trend. Let me rephrase that. It's a new pinnacle in my life. It's a new staple in my life that I've done before. And I encourage everybody to do. It's just, I've gotten clouded. You know, I can handle this. I can handle that. I don't need to pray. I don't need to do this. But then when life's problems are beating you down and the only way you know how to respond is just going to cause more problems, you need a voice of reason. And you don't need that to come from an opinionated person. No, you don't need it to come from somebody else. You need it to come from within. I don't think our conscience belongs to us. It is a part of us. But I think it reaches in a higher level if you truly listen. So I encourage all of you to take a walk with God. Talk, listen, learn, pray. I've always said, whatever you can do that helps make you a better person, do that. And I have found something that makes me a better person and helps me make better decisions. That's why there are times that I tell people, just take a walk. Get away from the problem. Get some silence around you. So that way you have time to break things down Because when there's a lot going on, it's hard to focus in on what you need to fix. But trust me, this is coming from a man with plenty of flaws that's never been perfect and is still trying to make it in life, whatever that means. Just remember, tough times don't last, but tough people do. But tough people also have to be smart and know that there is a higher power, a consciousness of a higher power that you can tap into. I've not mastered it. No, I've only stumbled upon it. And it helped. For a person like me, it really, really helped. So I hope this helps you today. Or I hope it helps you going forward. Y'all enjoy your day. I'm out. All day, every day, baby.